Hello and welcome to Fululizo Channel, your partner in business knowledge and personal growth. Join me in my journey to Taratibu Village as we continue learning more about the improved cookstoves business.
Welcome, welcome. How may I help you? Karibu, karibu, wateja.
Hii hizi njiko zinakaa different, sijui ninunue gani.
Karibu customer. Jiko yes ni different. Tuko na jiko ya makaa, tuko na jiko ya paraffin na kuna hadi ya kuni. Na zinaitwa jiko kisasa, which conserves fuel compared to the traditional jiko. Its price is also very pocket friendly.
Hey, acha I will pass later.
Eh, hey, mapema ndo. No best, unganunua saa hii.
Hai, acha ndaangalia baadaye.
Hey, let me purchase other stuff, Kwanza, then I'll pick mine. I must have my new jiko today. I saw Mama Momo had acquired one recently. And it's very economical.
Hey, Mama Michael, how have you been?
Look who's here. Bwana Makini, what are you doing here? You recall training us on how to start a business?
Definitely. I do recall very well. How could I forget how you stood out from that happy crowd? I knew you'd make it in business.
Just a minute, Bwana Makini. Juma.
Yo.
Tafadhali kuja kidogo. I want you to hold fort while I talk to Mze Makini.
Okay, I will.
I am from a meeting with the area chief just behind here in this office.
Mm-hmm.
I was heading to the bus stop when I saw you serving your clients. I am very impressed.
Oh, thank you so much, Bwana Makini. I started and registered this Jiko Kisasa business after our talk. You know how economical these stoves are. They are less fuel and are healthy to the users. As you can see, I have been your good student.
Glad to hear that. I'm also buying one for my wife.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to see her wasting time searching for firewood and charcoal.
That would be a wonderful idea. I am sure she will really appreciate it. It's a very wise decision that you're making, and I'm sure she will prepare you a delicious meal in appreciation.
Have a funny Mama Michael. Before I leave, now that I see you have clients waiting to be served, did you know that you can grow your business even more and win tenders?
Uh-huh. Did you just say growing my business and winning tenders?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Exactly. That is what I meant. Having more sales means more raising more capital to allow you to borrow from financial institutions.
Uh-huh.
This financial base allows you to apply for and even win government tenders.
Heaven must be missing an angel. Hmm. Now that you have come my way, you have really, really enlightened me. I would like my business to grow to the level where I can go for government tenders. But, hey, what? I understand that for one to win these tenders, you must give kakitu kadogo and even be part of unajua those cartels.
No, you don't have to. Although, it sometimes happens, eh? You know this nation, eh? But you must not give up. Government tenders are very profitable. But these are some points that you must consider.
Uh-huh.
Ensure that you tender for what is in line with your business. You must have legal registration certificates to prove that your business is legitimate. Fill the tender application forms in time.
Mm-hmm.
Also be ready to give detailed information about your business in a captivating way.
Mm.
Remember that this is also your form of advertising your business to the government and other companies that call you for tenders.
Okay. Very wise and informative. Now, how do I plan my presentation to the panel of tender experts?
Now that I see you're busy with your customers,
mm.
I propose that we meet at an investors meeting on this matter on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Consider this as an invitation, Mama Michael.
Asante.
It will be at the chief's office. An officer from the government will be speaking to traders like you on tenders.
Mm. I hope you are not daring me. You know that I never miss such opportunities. I will be there. Bila shaka nitafika. Asante kwa mwaliko huo.
Ah, you're so welcome, Mama Michael. May I now have my Jiko Kisasa stove?
Yes.
Here is the payment. I need to walk. Rather saunter into my house like a king.
Yvonne.
For I now have a present for my queen.
Okay, king. I'm sure your queen will be very proud of you after using this jiko. I will see you at the chief's office on Saturday. Bwana Makini.
Okay, but don't be late.
Kwaheri.
Thank you for listening. I hope you have learned more on the improved cookstoves business. Remember, this episode was brought to you by Fululizo Channel and sponsored by Practical Action, an international NGO implementing development projects in Kenya. Click on the Fululizo Channel icon to listen to the next episode.